This is Faber College in 1962. You know, 1962 had to be the best year of my life. I was a member of Delta Tau Chi. The Deltas. What a great bunch of guys.
Students have probably never been known to take the best care of themselves. However, BCB's peer advisory group is out to change this. So, if you need some help looking after yourself, BCB does offer some resources. For instance, including the school counselor, who's available Mondays and Thursdays, as well as the newly founded BCB peer advisory group. In this specific episode, we talked to Nee Parfit about the Body, Mind, and Soul Week run by the peer advisory group that happened last month.
Pluto.
So my name is Neve Parfit. I'm a junior at BCB and I'm studying ethics and politics, and I've been a residential assistant for 2 years now, and it's the first semester that I'm a peer advisor. The Body, Mind and Soul Week was a week of, I think, 8 events that the peer advisors ran, and we organised it a few weeks after we first met for some training. And during the training we were obviously trained in listening skills and intervention and helping people with these resources we have. And then we also decided to organise this week of events to kind of kick off the programme to let everybody know we're the peer advisors and these are the sort of topics we want to address this semester, and this is what you could come to us about in the future. We had a mindfulness workshop on Monday. There was the sad dance on Friday. We had hiking, badminton, some yoga, which went really well. I think for me, honestly, my favourite was the mindfulness workshop on Monday, which was the first one. I organised it with Roxanne and Solvay, and it was a mix of activities, like watching videos, doing some exercises, and mostly just talking to the other people. And it was quite a small group of us, but it was nice to talk about mindfulness and our experiences and what we like about it and how it helps us. To me, it's being present in the moment, so not thinking about your future to-do list, which I often do personally, or thinking about what happened earlier in the day. So it's about being in whatever you're doing. So right now, having this conversation, fully being here, not talking to you, but in my head and thinking oh, I have to write that essay later. So far, we had the Body, Mind, and Soul Week. We're meeting tomorrow and we're going to plan more events for the rest of the semester. And aside from that, it's a case of students reaching out to us, which is, it's a bit difficult to establish at the start, but the idea is that students would come to us when they have a problem. So part of the Body, Mind, and Soul Week was making this resource known and the individuals who are peer advisors known, so that if you have a problem, then you know who to go and talk to. And we have these flyers on the walls with our photos, a description, and some contact details as well. So, yeah, it's kind of dependent on students wanting to use the resource also. It's a peer advisor rather than talking to someone on the student life team or the counsellor who is older, and maybe they find it more difficult to understand the issues you're having, especially if it's related to something to do with your age or to do with studying here. And maybe when you first get here and you're finding how to settle into Berlin, it's easier to talk to an older student who's been through the same experience. I think for me that's a big difference, and hopefully that's helpful to students that it's a peer, not an adult. I think for me I would want it to be a resource that students use, and it's a normal thing for, you're having a conversation with a friend and you're like, oh, I have this problem but I don't know what to do about it, and they could suggest going to the peer advisors, just as you might suggest going to the counsellor. And I think some of the events that we'll do will work with the council, running a workshop together or just being involved. So it's a coordinated effort to help the mental health of the campus.
Right. Yeah, my name is Solvay. I'm in the first year of the HAS program. I'm half French, half Norwegian.
So I would start with how I got involved, because then I think it leads well to what the aim is. So it first started with this workshop, just a peer advisor workshop. And I think when I got into it, it wasn't I'm going to become a peer advisor now. But it was more just, be reminded of listening skills, communication skills, also mindfulness skills, which all in all are very important. And I just felt I needed a bit of a reminder and just get it back into it because I was very involved in this type of stuff in high school. Like, it's just like a bridge. So, for example, sometimes people might have like, yes, maybe like some sort of emotional issue, but it ties into something administration-wise. And so both are ties, and like, that's really difficult. Like to go, I don't know, I would find that as well. Like to go to the administration and like tell like how you're feeling emotionally about something and something that's making you upset. And so I think it's, that's the peer advisor, like that's in between. As a peer, I have the connection to the administration direct, like as a peer advisor. But then I'm also just also there as a friend or as someone that can listen.